speaker for today, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Crotty.
Okay. This is one of my favorite subjects, manifesting, and why don't we manifest, and all these kind of things. So I'm just going to tell you a few little stories and explain what's going to happen in the bulb burning ceremony. But I want to tell you, you know, I flew to Indiana to see my great-grandson. Well, I'm all excited going. All of a sudden, my daughter calls in Indiana. She's going to send me a plane ticket, round trip ticket. So I'm so excited. I get everything ready and go. And I missed church the week before because my grandson here, I had to take him to the hospital. So it's been a while. But so I get there and I realize I forgot my makeup. I got the one that was empty. Anybody that knows me knows that that's just like toothpaste and toothbrush. You don't want to forget those. I forgot several things. I didn't have my hairspray. So I told my daughter, no matter what, okay, we've got to go get hairspray. Got to go get my makeup if I'm going to leave the house. So I go to this little place, Altma, and they have everything I need. And I go to use my card, and I'm rejected. They won't take it. I said, well, I know there's money in. Do it again, three times. So my daughter had to be like my mother and pay for my bill and go, call the bank. Well, somebody had charged some things on my card. And so I'm thinking, I'm on this trip. I can't use my card. I've got to have my card. So got that straightened up, I thought. And things seemed to go well. But the greatest thing was, oh, that sweet little baby. We had him almost all day, every day. Sweet little baby. It's her grandson. It's my great-grandson. I love him just as much. And just so sweet. And he's been in the hospital for a week, too. So it was a wonderful time. So it's time to go home. Okay, get in line to come back. And we're in line for 45 minutes. I forget about the government shutdown. And this little person comes and she goes, well, how long have we been standing here? So she calls American and tells them we're standing in line and there's nobody here. And not a one of us is thinking the government shut down and they're having a little bit of trouble. So we finally go through and they see something in my pocket. You've got something in your pocket. I go, it's just a Kleenex. Here it is. Well, you need to put this on. So I go through, and they go, you've got to come back. And they show me my body on the thing. You've got four things that look like you might have something on your body. I go, I promise, I don't have anything. So they pat me, can we pat you down? I said, yeah, I'm not hiding anything. So anyway, I go through, and, you know, everything's going on, and I shouldn't tell this, but I am. So I'm thinking, well, we're late, it's time to board, and they're saying there's not too many on the plane, so we're going to leave early. I need to go to the restroom before I get on the plane. I see women, and I run right in there because I'm used to bigger airports. Evansville is tiny. It's tiny. Well, it shares the bathroom with the men, and I go into the wrong side. So I come out, and I go, what is this trip? What is this day? What in the world's going on? And then Stan calls me and tells me they're charging again on my card. Don't use it. You know, something's going on. And then while I'm sitting in O'Hare last night, I get a phone call, and somebody's charging something on our Verizon bill. Called Stan again this morning. Somebody in Miami. So what do you do with things like that? It reminded me of when I was a kid. I was a strange little kid. I think I was somewhat metaphysical without knowing it. You know, I used to watch Peter Pan and he'd sing that song, I won't grow up. I substitute it and I say, I won't give up. I won't give up. And, you know, sometimes life, we live in a physical world. And sometimes little things happen. And the best thing you can do is just laugh at it. You know, it's just like something's going on. Things are not quite right. But we can never give up. Now, I know we all have stories about when we thought we couldn't, you know, we wanted to give up, something inside wouldn't let us. But when it comes to manifesting, I found something. Our emotional body is so powerful. Our subconscious mind is so powerful. When we talk about divine essence and God, we're talking about that power, that light, that energy that's inside of us, that's inside of everyone, that connects us. But we are the, you know the poem, we are the captain of the our soul, we are the captain of the ship. Well, we, before we know it, unconsciously, are telling the universe what we want in our tomorrows. And most of us have, life gives us all kinds of schooling, because most of us are taught we're not good enough, we're not pretty enough. I remember one time when I was in the foster home, I wanted my hair cut. Oh, honey, you have to be pretty to have a short hair cut. You know, things that we are taught about ourselves, those become beliefs. And in metaphysics, they also become blocks. They block us from our good, because we're vibrating. We're vibrating all those negative things that we have believed, and I want to say emotionally too, about ourselves. I found that when, because our first step in manifesting is to release the old, I found in my life, and what I found true in my life is usually true in most people's lives, on those things that I feel bad about myself or have, most of it has to do with forgiveness, to release it. And so the lady who told me that, well, why should I have believed that? You know, it's okay. We all have the body that we came with, so we make the best of it. So what I realized, this lady did the best she knew how. So I forgive her. I release her. I forgive her because I know that really, I do know she did the best that she knew how. But the important thing is that I forgive myself because I didn't know any better than to wear that label. And then the very next step is the most important step, and that is replacing that with how I wish it had been and loving myself at that age, nurturing myself, and making a new picture of that episode. Sometimes in our life we meet people and we might not like them. And we don't know why everybody else likes them. Why is it that I'm the only one not liking them? I guarantee you, if you ask yourself, what does this remind you of? It will remind you of something in the past, like I just said, or the person will remind you of something that you haven't settled within yourself. It's that block there, kind of going, okay, you need to take care of me so that we can release the negative, so that our blessings and our manifesting can come better. Now, the magic of believing, that is the greatest thing. When I first became metaphysical, I was so disappointed in the negative parts of the Bible, I wanted to just plain reject it all. I now realize, because I grew up in the church, there's a lot of things that are metaphysical. And one of the greatest things is, come as a child. Come with that magic of not knowing any better than just to believe. A few years ago, I told this story before, I want to tell it again. I decided I wanted HHR. I knew exactly what color, everything I wanted. This was 2011. And so one day, I decided I wanted that car. And I visualized myself driving it. When I saw one, I thanked the universe. I'm going to get my car. Thank you. I don't know how it's going to come, but I'm going to get my car. You know, it's knowing within that it's coming and kind of playing around with it. Not serious, because it's that excitement of that enthusiasm. It's like Christmas. It's coming. How it comes is really none of our business. So one day, I asked my husband, I said, what do you think about an HHR? I don't like it, because we had a van at the... I said, well, it's too late, because I've already manifested it. On December the 6th, 2010, someone backs into me, the whole back of the van, tears the bumper off, and her bumper off, and we're all entwined. We can't even move. And the police is saying, you're going to have to move your cars. I said, we can't. And the lady had already been in a wreck just that morning. So, of course, it wasn't my fault, and I got money from the wreck, and I got my HHR. Nobody was hurt. She wasn't hurt. I wasn't hurt. She called her pal to come and take the bumpers off so we could be separated. But, you know, it's the universe is very magical. It's a playground if you know how to use it. But sometimes we get so down that we forget, because we get in some kind of an emotional fog again. And that's why it's great to have people around where we have the miracle moment every Sunday, and where we're reminded of how the law works, and what the law, if the law works for one, it works for everyone. Now, Marianne Williamson is a Unity minister and a great author, and she has said that we're more afraid of the power that we have to be prosperous and successful more than anything else. I believe that, because we get in our own comfort zones, and we it's like, I don't know whether I want that or not. I'm happy with what I've got. Well, fine. But if the universe has more for you in happiness, just allow it to happen. Don't stop it. Don't be afraid. This fear stops us more than anything else. And it's like the sun comes up every morning and gives us warmth and strength and grows the flowers and the vegetables and the weeds too. It's that life force. And sometimes we have weeds that are growing, but it's learning to separate the flowers from the weeds and say, oh, that negative thought or that emotion is something I don't want anymore. So we can look at it to see if we need forgiveness or what it is. But one thing we've been taught, don't call all these people and tell them that you forgive them. They'll think you're crazy, because most of them have long forgotten. It's not for their benefit, it's for yours, to release so you can have peace, so you can begin to express joy and happiness every day. And when the bumps in the road happen, just like this week with me, there's always... You know, that just because it happens doesn't mean it's not going to be worked out all right. And I think all has. But it's kind of fun just to laugh at it. Wonder what this was all about. Just laugh at it. Laugh at it and have another beautiful week. So we're going to start now first. We're going to pass out magic paper. And it's little bitty. It's kind of expensive. And write little small on both sides if you need it. Write on it. And when you're through, these are the things that you want to release. The negative things you want to release. Be it a bad attitude, whatever it is. But kind of open up your heart to that divine essence and that spiritual light that's there growing within you, because we don't have to do the work all ourselves. When that light fills over within us, that light carries some of that negativity away. And then you'll get to come up and light it on fire in a little bit. Thank you.
Oh, right there, yep.